understanding named Automatic and Additional Insureds in the CGL Policy by Dwight M. Keeley. Every day, thousands of people request and receive proof of someone else's commercial general liability, CGL, insurance. They might be named as a certificate holder, or they might be named as an additional insured. They might want to be named as an additional insured for ongoing operations, completed operations, or your work. They might request primary wording or non-contributory wording, or a waiver of subrogation, or a hold harmless agreement. They might say that the insurance company has to have an AM Best rating of at least A-8 and write business in the state on an admitted basis. What does all of this mean? Who is an insured? The point of an additional insured endorsement is to modify the policy to add an individual or entity as an insured that is not already insured by the policy. If an individual or entity is already an insured, then it may not make sense to go through the effort to endorse the policy to name someone as an additional insured who is already insured by the policy. Therefore, before discussing additional insureds, we need to start by looking at who is an insured under the CGL policy without an additional insured endorsement. All CGL policies have a section called Who is an Insured? The first paragraph in the section discusses the named insureds. The second paragraph discusses the automatic insureds. Chapter 1. The Named Insured. I hope that it is not a surprise to you that the person or entity named as the insured on the declarations page of the insurance policy is, in fact, insured by the policy. Other individuals not named in the declarations may also be considered insureds, depending on the entity type of the named insured. The CGL policy identifies the following types of individuals or entities that may be named as insureds: individuals, partnerships, joint ventures, limited liability companies, organizations, corporations, and trusts. We will look at these separately.